Panel 1, The Trek to Mount Everest. Early in April of 2001, the National Federation of the Blind team, led by Pasquale Escatoro, arrived in Nepal, a small country situated between the lowlands of India and the high plains of Tibet. Nepal is a country of extremes. Hot tropical forests thrive within its borders, but it also is home to the world's highest mountains, the Himalayas. Mount Everest is the highest of the high and the focus of Eric Weinmayer's dream.
Mount Everest, the tallest point on Earth, 29,035 feet. For a sighted person, climbing Mount Everest is one of the greatest physical challenges on the face of the Earth. Ever since I went blind and began reading books in Braille and on tape about pioneers like Tenzing Norgay and Edmund Hillary, it's been a dream in the back of my mind to climb the world's tallest peak. If I can climb Mount Everest and stand on the summit, it will transform the image of blindness and forever change what it means to be blind.
The team made its way to Lukla, where they began the arduous trek to Mount Everest. The leader, PB, described it this way.
To get to Everest Base Camp, we will trek more than 35 miles up into the Khumbu Valley. In all, it will be a 9-day trip with over a 10,000-foot elevation gain. The trek up to Everest is a great adventure. It's a good time for us to acclimatize to the altitude and to clear our minds for all the challenges that will lay ahead. We're going to pass through places with exotic names like Tangbache, Dingbache, Namche Bazaar, Pangbache, and Dugla. All the while, we will move closer and closer to Mount Everest.
While passing through the Khumbu Valley, the homes of the Sherpas, they came face to face with the culture of Nepal. Go to the bottom left-hand corner of the picture frame and move to the right about 4 inches and up a half inch from the bottom of the panel. This is a Sherpa carrying a doko, large cone-shaped bamboo pack that porters carry on their back with a strap that instead of going over their shoulders like our backpacks, loops over their forehead. They keep their balance by using a walking stick. Everyone carries goods in the Khumbu region. People, yaks, you can find 1-4 inches to the right of the Sherpa and even the dog, which is directly in front of the yak, can't escape carrying his fair share. Motorized vehicles are not able to navigate the steep, rocky terrain. Scan up the hillside behind and above the Sherpa to locate the 3 typical Nepalese homes that are situated there. The people of Nepal are also very religious. Everywhere you can see evidence of this in the stupas like the one that is located directly above the dog. A stupa is symbolic of the Buddha. Prayers are inscribed on the rocks that line the paths. Directly to the right of the dog is a circular stone mandala leaning against a prayer wheel wall. Find the 5 can-shaped drums. A prayer wheel wall is situated in the middle of the path so that people can always pass to the left and reach out to spin the wheels. In this way, the prayers that are inscribed on the outside of the drum-shaped wheel and the paper prayers placed inside them are released to bless the world. In the distance, at the top of this picture, you can feel the jagged outline of the mountains. By moving in from the left-hand side of the frame about 12 inches, you can locate Everest. It is marked with a circular quarter-inch gold marker. Amadablam is the tall, steep peak about 12 inches to the right of Everest. This is the first peak that the NFP team attempted to summit in 2000. They were turned back by bad weather and bad luck, but they found their team strength that served them well in the 2001 Mount Everest expedition.